Apple TV Plus is the best in entertainment, filled with shows and movies made by the world's most creative storytellers. And I'm proud to say that Apple TV Plus has been recognized for delivering the highest rated originals in the industry for 3 years running. Apple TV Plus features great originals that have received industry-wide recognition such as Oscars, Emmys, and BAFTAs. This past year alone, Apple TV Plus has debuted critically acclaimed movies like Killers of the Flower Moon and Napoleon, and hit shows like Masters of the Air, Palm Royale, Hijack, Dark Matter, and Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. And we're about to launch our most exciting lineup yet with amazing new originals arriving on Apple TV Plus each and every week. Let's take a look.
Welcome back. Been a minute.
I can write a story that will set you free.
How the world keeps on spinning. It goes spinning out of control.
Our existence is all about choices.
I just need to get to the truth.
I did not kill her.
We can't lose the race for the moon. We need to shoot that back up.
You mean to fake it?
We are not finished. We will safely leave the silo.
Good work, Watson.
Rory, you are driving recklessly.
I'm in the middle of a high-speed car chase.
Maybe I should drive.
My gut is telling me this is connected.
You and I are cut from the same beautiful cloth.
You take that back.
This is not how I work.
Feelings mutual. Ready?
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay, fine. It was very cool.
This lineup looks incredible. I hope you're as excited about these Apple originals as I am. And now, let's turn to our platforms. We have so much to talk about today. We'll start with our OS announcements, and then we'll dive deeper into intelligence. Let's start with our newest operating system, Vision OS. We released Apple Vision Pro in February, and we already have some great updates to share with you today. Here's Mike to tell you more.
Apple Vision Pro and Vision OS unlock completely new possibilities for entertainment, productivity, collaboration, and so much more. Vision Pro has inspired developers to create amazing and unique spatial apps that aren't possible on any other platform. Apps like NBA, where you can watch multiple live games with stats. What If, where you become a superhero in the Marvel Universe. And Unextinct, where you can explore endangered species. Games that take advantage of your space, immerse you completely, challenge you in new ways, or let you gather around a table to play with friends, even when you're not together. You can master meditation with Po from Kung Fu Panda. Bring your data to life with SAP. And doctors can even reimagine surgical simulation and planning. New apps, including some from the world's biggest names in entertainment, productivity, and gaming, are arriving on the App Store every day. There's already over 2,000 apps created specifically for Apple Vision Pro. And with over 1.5 million compatible iPhone and iPad apps, there's always something new to do. All of these amazing apps and experiences are made possible by Vision OS. It's been just 4 months since we launched Vision Pro and Vision OS, and today we're already announcing our first major update. Introducing Vision OS 2. Vision OS 2 propels spatial computing forward with new ways to connect with your most important memories, great enhancements to productivity, and powerful new developer APIs for immersive shared experiences. To tell you more, here's Haley.
Vision OS 2 is a great release with some big updates. Let's start with photos. Spatial computing has reinvented how you view your photos. There's nothing like seeing them life-size with incredible fidelity. Spatial photos are even more powerful, bringing life and realism to your favorite moments with family and friends. It's incredibly moving to step back into a treasured memory, and the rich visual depth of spatial photos makes this possible. Now, Vision OS 2 lets you do something truly amazing with the photos already in your library. With just the tap of a button, advanced machine learning derives both a left and right eye view from your beautiful 2D image, creating a spatial photo with natural depth that looks stunning on Vision Pro. It's so magical to reach into the past and bring your most cherished photos into the future. And now, you can experience all your panoramas and spatial photos and videos together with the people you love using SharePlay in the Photos app. With our new spatial personas, it feels like they are sitting right next to you, even if they're thousands of miles away. People are amazed at how easy it is to navigate Vision Pro with just their eyes, hands, and voice. And with Vision OS 2, we've made it even easier. Now you can just hold your hand up and tap to open Home View. Or flip your hand over to bring up time and battery level, and tap again to open Control Center, giving you quick access to frequently used features like notifications and Mac Virtual Display. People love Mac Virtual Display because it lets them bring their Mac wirelessly into Vision Pro just by looking at it, giving them a large, private, and portable 4K display. Later this year, it gets even better with higher display resolution and size. And it can be expanded even further into an ultra-wide display that wraps around you, equivalent to two 4K monitors side by side. Your content stays sharp wherever you look, thanks to dynamic foveation performed on the Mac. Another great thing about Apple Vision Pro is how incredible it is to use on a plane, letting you take a private movie theater wherever you go. With Vision OS 2, we're adding train support to travel mode, so you can work privately on your long commute or catch up on your favorite shows on a massive screen. These updates are going to make the Vision Pro experience even better. And now, back to Mike.
In addition to these great features, Vision OS 2 also makes it even easier for developers to create sophisticated spatial apps. There are many new frameworks and APIs for developers to explore, like advanced volumetric APIs that allow even the most complex 3D apps to run side by side for the ultimate multitasking experience. Tabletop Kit makes it possible for developers to quickly create apps that anchor to flat surfaces, like manufacturing workstations or board and card games, and are great for use with spatial personas on FaceTime. And enterprise-specific APIs that will enable powerful use cases like surgical training in healthcare, equipment maintenance in manufacturing, and beyond. These new APIs and frameworks will unlock exciting opportunities for developers to create truly unique experiences. We're also making it easier for people to create new spatial content for Apple Vision Pro, like spatial video. We've made it so easy to capture spatial video anywhere with iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. It's one of the best ways to relive meaningful moments in your life. Spatial video can also be used by pro videographers to tell powerful brand, product, and creative stories. To make creating and sharing spatial videos with commercial audiences easier, Canon will offer a brand new spatial lens for their popular EOS R7 digital camera. It can record gorgeous spatial video for Apple Vision Pro, even under the most challenging lighting conditions. Spatial videos can then be edited in Final Cut Pro for Mac and shared and viewed in the new Vimeo app for Vision OS. This new professional workflow will be available this fall. Last year, we also introduced Apple Immersive Video, a game-changing entertainment format created just for Vision Pro. Apple Immersive Videos are 180-degree 8K recordings with spatial audio that give you mind-blowing experiences with lifelike fidelity. It truly feels like you were there. To enable creators to bring their own stories to life with Apple Immersive Video, we've partnered first with Blackmagic Design, a leading innovator in creative video technology, to build a new production workflow consisting of Blackmagic cameras, DaVinci Resolve Studio, and Apple Compressor. These will all be available to creators later this year. And there's new Apple Immersive Video content on the way, including a new extreme sports series with Red Bull, reimagined experiences from the world's biggest artists like The Weeknd, and our first scripted Apple Immersive short film, Submerged, from Oscar-winning director Edward Berger. These titles and more will be available on the TV app. So that's what's coming to Apple Vision Pro and Vision OS. Vision OS 2 introduces a new way to turn your favorite photos into spatial photos, new intuitive gestures, a big boost to productivity with Mac Virtual Display, powerful new developer APIs, and so much more. Now, back to Tim.
As you can see, we're continuing to push Vision OS forward, as well as providing new content and capabilities for Apple Vision Pro. I've been hearing from people all over the world about their interest in this incredible product. So I'm happy to announce we're bringing Apple Vision Pro to these 8 countries next, starting with China, Japan, and Singapore on June 28th, and Australia, Canada, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom on July 12th. Now here's Craig to tell you all about what's coming in iOS.
iOS 18 is a big release that delivers more ways to customize your iPhone, stay connected, and relive special moments. First, let's talk about a set of features that give you exciting new ways to personalize your iPhone further, starting with your home screen. You can already customize your home screen with your favorite wallpaper, apps, and widgets, letting your personality shine through. And now, your app icons and widgets can add even more. Let me show you. I have this photo I love as my wallpaper, and now I can continue to enjoy it when I unlock my iPhone because I can arrange my apps and widgets to frame it perfectly. I can select them all and easily place them along the bottom, right above the dock for easy access, or even off to the side. And check this out. We have an awesome new look for app icons when we go into dark mode. Let's turn it on. Isn't that cool? Now, in addition to this new dark look, there are even more new ways to adjust how they look. I can bring up a new customization sheet, and now I can tint them all with color. iOS suggests a tint color that complements my wallpaper. Or I can select any other color I want. Now they really pop. It's so easy to create just the right look. Whether you prefer the classic look or want to go dark or style with color, there are so many possibilities to make your home screen truly your own. We're also bringing new levels of customization and capability to Control Center, helping you access many of the things you do every day even faster. Let's take a look. When I swipe from the top right corner, I can see Control Center with all my controls organized in one place. And now Control Center isn't limited to just the controls you see here. I can swipe to multiple new groups of controls, like for media playback. You can see how beautiful this looks. And here are my home controls. It's so useful to have everything arranged for me like this. Oh, that shouldn't be open. Let me close the garage. And what's really great is I can get to any one of these groups with a single continuous swipe. I can get straight to my home controls, for instance, or right back up to the top. To add more controls, I can open up the new controls gallery, where I have so many options to choose from. we wanted to make Control Center more extensible than ever. So now developers can include controls from their apps as well. Like this one from Ford. Let's add that in. I can adjust how my controls are laid out and resize them too. Now I can cool down the car just like that. So that's the new Control Center. To enable new controls in Control Center, we have a new Controls API for developers. And that's not all.